Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Allen, and on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had songs that did not chart very high on the U.S. Billboard charts, if they charted at all. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Kim Weston, Martha and the Vandellas, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Sarita, and Michael Jackson, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
In a place like Motown, listen while we play. In a place like Motown, Kidsville, USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play. Listen to the Motown sound. We play it all around, but nowhere is it found. A baby plays around sound, like the Motown sound. In a place like Motown, it's still USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play. Listen to the Motown horn. Listen to the Motown light. Listen to the Motown piano man.
On the World Wide Web. World Wide Web. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Which is karma, by my side he was
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was a Motown Memory's favorite artist, the Velvettes. That was Needle in a Haystack, and that only reached number 45 in 1964. Before that, another song from 64, it reached number 64, and that was He Was Really Saying Something by the Velvettes. And we started with the Velvettes' great Motown Memory's theme song. This song is called Ain't No Place Like Motown. It was never released. It was recorded in 1965. The Velvettes were a close family unit of two sisters, two cousins, and a best friend. Carolyn Gill, Mildred Gill, Bertha Barbie, Norma Barbie, and Betty Kelly. Formed on the campus of Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Michigan, the Velvettes got their break in the spring of 1962 when Robert Bullock, who just happened to be Berry Gordy's nephew, saw a performance and invited them to audition for Motown. Well, they were signed to Motown, and they had their first hit, the song we just heard, Needle in a Haystack. The girls were somewhat invisible at Motown. Not only was Kalamazoo a world apart from Detroit, their parents required college diplomas and did not allow them to tour with the early Motown reviews until after graduation. They did tour in 1964 as an opening act for the Temptations, but there was never a Velvettes album. Well, coming up, a great song by Kim Weston, right here on Motown Memories.
Please let me feel you're in Christmas more.
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You're such a part of me. Honey bee, you're starting to
Well, that was a Motown memory with Diana Ross and the Supremes. That song was released in 1969 but never charted and called Honey Bee, Keep On Stinging Me. Before that, we heard from Martha and the Vandellas, also from 1969, another song that never charted but a great song, Start With Joy in the Morning. And we start with Kim Weston, a rockin' song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. That reached number 50 from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs that are great songs but should have gone higher in the U.S. Billboard charts. In some cases, the songs didn't chart at all. Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart but was produced and arranged by Stevie Wonder called Armor Love by Syreeta. Well, there was something of a tradition of Motown secretaries becoming stars. Martha Reeves worked as Mickey Stevenson's secretary while awaiting her big break, and Syreeta Wright followed in her footsteps. Born in Pittsburgh, she and her family moved to Detroit when she was 11. After attending school in South Carolina as a teen, she abandoned her plan to be a ballerina and concentrated on singing. Syreeta married Stevie Wonder in September of 1970, but divorced him a year and a half later, but they kept collaborating together. Here is Amor Love, Syreeta, right here on Motown Memories.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring songs that did not make top 40 status on the U.S. Billboard charts, if it made any chart status at all. Well, coming up, some more great songs that didn't quite reach the peak it should have, right here on Motown Memories.